This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Post Malone is so excited about what's coming up in 2026. He pretty much injured himself telling you all about it.
Well, he kind of did when he tried to do a backflip off a chair when he was live streaming on Twitch and he fell.
It's all right. I actually hurt my wrist. My chair rotated. I'll be right back.
I'm going to go ahead and imagine that Post had a couple of cold beverages.
Maybe.
Certainly before, maybe even during his attempted backflip, his failed backflip where he hurt his wrist.
Post Malone is seemingly either clumsy or unlucky because he's fallen a bunch of times when he's been on stage. One where he fell right into a hole on the stage. That wasn't his fault. He didn't realize it was there.
It's a very dangerous combination when you combine klutziness and alcohol. I know this firsthand. Tammy, you were there when you witnessed me being a victim of clumsiness and alcohol at your New Year's Eve party ago when we lived in Madison, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Now, Tammy used to have these epic New Year's Eve parties every year, and I don't have to say during a New Year's Eve party where everyone was being responsible that you are imbibing too much. That's why it's called a party, especially a New Year's Eve party.
And they were always themed. This one was disco. So in the basement, we had it set up like a big disco with a disco ball. And because it was a basement, there's the supporting poles that are down there. And John saw that and thought, man, I got to try my hand at this.
So I'm looking at the supporting pole, a beam, if you will. And I'm thinking about a younger John years ago that used to run across a room, jump onto a post of any kind, a flagpole, a support beam in a basement, and support myself with my upper body strength, swinging around as if I'm working a pole.
Yeah.
Well, that was young John. And probably sober John. Well, that John at Tammy's New Year's Eve party took a look at that post and said, I can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
I go running towards this post. I'm halfway successful in achieving my goal of swinging my way around, working the pole, if you will. Unfortunately, I said halfway. The old John, or I should say in this case, the super young John, would have had no problem pulling it off. John, at that stage of his life, went halfway around the post, fell off, and went feet first into the chest of one of Tammy's guests.
Yes.
Who had just recovered from a surgery.
Yes. Was awesome.
Yeah.
She was okay.
Thank God she was okay. She should expect some discomfort after her surgery. She should not expect an idiot flying at her feet first, only to hit her in the chest. I pulled a complete Post Malone,
no,
and thankfully.
I was going to say you were Post Malone before Post Malone, because I don't know that he was even born then, was he? I'm not sure.
You're right. Yes.
Post, I'm not sure.
I want full credit for your idiocy.
Post Malone, by the way, announced that he's going to put out not one, but two albums this year, and even more country than he did on his F1 Trillion. He said there's more fiddle, more pedal steel, more guitar solos.
Hopefully there's less klutziness.
Yes.
We need you around to headline the third day of Stagecoach,
yes.
Post Malone.
Yes, we do.
All right. 833-287-1037. Speaking of concerts, we're going to send you to another one. Lady A is playing Viejas Casino in March, and we want you to go just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. That's the prize. See Lady A during Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Never say never when it comes to, well, they'll never get back together again. We're talking about Florida-Georgia line, possibly.
After doing a hike together the other day, they seem to be talking about a reunion.
Well, let's pump the brakes on that just a little bit. Brian Kelly, one half of Florida-Georgia line, posted an Instagram reel showing he and Tyler, the other half, hiking together. And that's really all they said. Nothing about reuniting, doing new music, anything. Just two dudes on a hike. But it's already blowing up online. As a matter of fact, Hardy, one of their chief songwriting contributors, jokingly asked if he should start writing FGL songs again. So this has got a lot of Florida Georgia Line fans buzzing. It's weird because we are the ones who said that they broke up. They never really said they broke up. They said they were going their separate ways for a while, as Brian Kelly indicated with us when we asked him about it.
I'm forever grateful for our fans, and I love them to death, and I'm just, you know, still hearing our songs on the radio. It's special, and I'm just really, really grateful from the bottom of my heart. I mean, those memories that we made together, you know, out there on the road with the fans and just people, you know, the people that we've met over the years, the fans, they took us on a ride that we could have never imagined. And so there's just so much gratitude flowing from me. And, you know, I know both of us, just me and Tyler, both just put records out. So we're, you know, both really, really focused on our projects, and he's crushing it. And so I'm happy for him. And, you know, I expect him to do well. And it's a fun time in life. You know, I will say, you know, when, you know, these conversations started happening about, you know, extra outlets, you know, the heart of where I was coming from was really having everything stay the same and stay together, and also, you know, intertwine our solo stuff. And, you know, I didn't see personally for me a need for a break or a reason to stop. And, you know, unfortunately we couldn't, you know, really get on the same page of what that looked like. So we're both chasing separate dreams, but you never know how it may circle back.
Tyler Hubbard just sat down recently for a podcast, and he talked about how important it was for him to repair that friendship. He wanted that friendship back. So to me, I think they're kind of hinting that, yeah, we need to make this thing a thing again.
We don't know exactly what happened. We have heard through, you know, rumors and off microphone conversations that they had some spats, some disagreements. Politics came in to just the conversation as why they broke up. We never heard it from either of them. So it's always been speculation. And I mean, if you're the two of them who have dabbled with a solo career, Tyler's had a little bit more success as far as mainstream popularity than Brian has, but they've been doing okay, and they don't really need to do anything. After all, they are behind Cruise, which was, I think still is, the biggest selling country single in the history of all music. So you got that in your back pocket. You seem to be able to do what you want to do anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
Listen, they were friends. They were best friends, and Brian was the best man at Tyler's wedding. And if anything comes out of it, is that they get their friendship, their close friendship back.
Oh,
and
that's very sweet.
And that's what Tyler seems to want more than anything.
I've got more of a cynical approach. They're seeing what Brooks and Dunn are doing.
Oh, maybe.
And they're like, dude, we don't have to be in the same hotel, yeah. Let alone the same hotel floor. They're doing okay as far, yeah, as continuing to make money and getting past whatever squabbles they may have, if they exist at all. Maybe that's what they're looking at. Hey, we can still make this work and,
sure,
and go our separate ways and be Brian and be Tyler and make some serious bank still. Either way, Florida Georgia Line might be back together. Carry on with your Tuesday. 833-287-1037. Lady A is coming back to San Diego in March, and we're going to send you there just by taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Go see Lady A at Viejas and maybe even win $100 if you're able to beat Tam. 833-287-1037. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. I'm pretty sure that every female between a certain age demographic's ears just perked up,
mm-hmm,
Upon hearing that theme song, that's the theme song from the very popular TV show Gilmore Girls. I know it's very popular because I spent New Year's Day with a bunch of Gilmore Girls maniacs, and I say that with love and respect because my daughters and my girlfriend Sam were three of them.
No one would have typically said Gilmore Girls, we must be talking about John, but this was something that you had done for the girls for Christmas.
So I'm all about Christmas experiences rather than presents. You know, a sweater is fine, but you know, going to do something together, that's what I'm kind of into now, and I think my kids are into it. I know they want that sweater too,
sure,
but I think that they're getting to know how much importance that is as they get to be the age that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And also, they're a huge Gilmore Girls fan, so when I let them know that we were going to the Warner Brothers pop-up experience for Christmas of the entire community of Stars Hollow, which is the fictional, I think fictional, Connecticut City village town where Gilmore Girls was set. They had the back lot of Warner Brothers all set up as they did when they filmed the show there years ago. Maybe many of you listening right now were also there because it seemed like the whole world was there.
I totally understand why you did this experience for the girls and for your girlfriend because they're huge Gilmore Girls fan. However, there was a big plus for you getting to see all the things that you wanted to see when you went there, the Friends set and all that. So you can, even if you're not a Gilmore Girls fanatic, John, you were able to go through that part of it because you knew what was coming for you later.
Oh, yeah, man. There was plenty for me, too. All the Batmobiles, you know, Heath Ledger's costume when he played the Joker, Superman stuff, all the cartoon, all the animation. I got to see where Tobey Maguire hung upside down in Spider-Man and Kirsten Dunst gave him that famous kiss. It's an awesome tour.
You also sent me a picture of the Big Bang Theory's lot, so I was excited for that. I would have loved to have seen that.
I actually got to go into the soundstage where they filmed Big Bang Theory.
Nice.
I mean, just walking in the history of one of the most successful sitcoms in the history of television. That all was really cool. So yeah, I dealt with what Stars Hollow, the Gilmore Girls experience was because my daughters loved it and I was on the TV set and we got a little star action when we were there.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy that plays Luke, the guy who owns the cafe, just take me on my word at this one, Tammy. I don't know what I'm talking about
Luke,
either.
You mean on the Gilmore Girls show?
On the Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
The actor that plays Luke, apparently he shows up there all the time.
Okay.
I hope he's invited. I hope he's a gig. I hope he's just like,
well, sure. If they didn't want him there, he wouldn't
be
there.
I don't know.
I would think
hanging around
say.
The commissary in costume. Hey, you can call me Luke. No, your name's Scott, I think. Anyway, he was there. People were going crazy for him.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not a fan of the show. I'm a fan of my daughters and watching them experience that.
That's cool,
and
though.
Being with them together. I'll say it again. I was certainly the minority when it comes to not knowing about the Gilmore Girls when it came to the massive fan base that was there. Yes, many of them dressed up as their favorite character. Yes, many of them in sweatshirts, hats, t-shirts.
I wish I had a dollar for every time you said Gilmore Girls in this break, because I think we'd have about $100.
I tried to watch the Gilmore Girls to see what I saw afterwards.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of cool to see. I go, I sat in that chair waiting for you guys. What a money pit this thing is, by the way.
Well,
every store,
though?
Luke's Diner, the store where they went shopping, high school, Lorelei's house. You had to wait in line for all of them and every one of them. Every possible way to sell you something.
Sure, of course.
They're printing money.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, I am a victim of that.
Sure.
I am saying victim tongue-in-cheek. It was a wonderful Christmas experience. I'm
nice.
Very thankful I got to experience it with my daughters. And now I got payback for dragging them through Simpsons World when I took them to Universal all those years ago because I was the exact same way they were. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Lakeside and say good morning to Olivia. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, John. Good morning.
Good morning back. Would you do me a favor? Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Bye-bye, Tammy.
All right. Good luck, Olivia.
Olivia, I've got five pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tammy, you're going to get $100. Also want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Riley Green performed on CBS's New Year's Eve Live, Nashville's Big Bash, where he delivered a rousing rendition of the classic song courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Feel like the whole wide world rained down on you. All this brought to you courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Who wrote and sang that song originally?
Oh, I have no idea, but I will say Dolly Parton.
A list of the most anticipated movies of 2026 includes the next Toy Story movie. What number Toy Story will it be?
Five.
Kim Kardashian gave each of her four kids a Pomeranian puppy for Christmas, and PETA isn't cool with that. What does PETA stand for?
Ethical treatment of animals.
Post Malone tried to do a backflip off a chair and it did not go well. He hurt his wrist. Post has a well-known partnership with what chain of chicken restaurants?
Chick-fil-A.
And finally, the latest Avatar film surpassed $1 billion at the box office worldwide over the weekend. This is another huge accomplishment for the movie's director, who has already directed three of the four biggest movies of all time at the global box office. Who is the director?
James Cameron.
Let's get Tim back in. All right, so Olivia, what's happening with you today?
Just going to work. I work for a call center at AT&T.
Okay. Getting things done is Olivia, who did 3 out of 5, Tam.
Nice job, Olivia.
Thank you.
Riley Green, Tammy, performed on CBS's New Year's Eve Live Nashville's Big Bash, where he delivered a rousing rendition of the classic courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Feel like the whole wide world.
Song originally?
Toby Keith.
That would be great. The late Toby Keith. Olivia did not know. 1-0 Tam. A list of the most anticipated movies of 2026 includes the next Toy Story movie. What number will it be?
Fudge. I don't know if it's 5 or 6. Six? Yeah.
Wow. 5. Olivia knew that. 1-1. Kim Kardashian gave each of her four kids a Pomeranian puppy for Christmas. And PETA isn't cool with that. What does PETA stand for?
People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
That is right.
Or people eating tasty animals.
Olivia knew that.
You're a tasty animal.
I happen to agree with that, by the way. You're not supposed to give pets for a present. Any shelter will tell you that. Mm-hmm. Just throwing it out there. It is now 2-2. Post Malone tried to do a backflip off a chair. It did not go well. He hurt his wrist. Post has a well-known partnership with what chain of chicken restaurants?
Raising Cane's.
Raising Cane's is right. 3-2, Tam. And finally, the latest Avatar film surpassed $1 billion at the box office worldwide over the weekend. This is another huge accomplishment for the movie's director, who has already directed three of the four biggest movies of all time at the global box office. Who is he?
James Cameron.
James Cameron is correct. Olivia knew that. So today we finish with a score of 4-3, Tammy, which means I'm sorry, Olivia, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we do have a great prize for you, though.
You are now going to see Lady A. They're going to be at Viejas Casino on March 19th.
Olivia, enjoy that. Have a wonderful day. I hope the people calling you at the AT&T call center are good to you. Before you leave, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Olivia in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Did you see a movie over the holiday break? It's a huge theater season. 833-287-1037.
What did you go see? What did you think? Tell us about it. Once this was released so it could be streamed at home. For an evening at my girlfriend's, because I watched the first Wicked movie with her when it first was available to stream, so I had to go back and watch the second one with her, which I enjoyed very much.
You're talking about Wicked for Good.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Wicked was really cool about putting the movie out around Thanksgiving and then releasing it around Christmas time to streamers so they can really take advantage of the holiday movie rush. I did see a brand new movie that came out on Christmas Day. I saw the movie Song Sung Blue over the holiday, which was a movie with Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, who's going to get nominated for an Oscar for this movie. She's fabulous in it. They're both really good. It's the true story. I'm surprised growing up where we, or at least working where we worked, Tammy, that we hadn't heard about this couple. They were a real life couple out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Isn't that the couple who did the Neil Diamond cover band?
Not a cover, tribute band.
Okay, what's the difference, by the way?
Well, a cover band is a tribute band is someone who respects and loves and makes the music, the performance, not the performer, the performance.
Okay. Are you saying that because you were in a tribute band?
Possibly.
I don't know what the difference is between cover and tribute. They seem the same.
I wouldn't go as far as to call my band Earth, the All Black Sabbath cover band, a tribute band. I would call Earth five guys in a room with five people who happened to stop into that room for 1 second and had to listen. All five of those audience members were not girls.
All right.
That's what I would call my band.
All right.
But this was a true story. Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, who's going to get an Oscar nomination, maybe even the Oscar itself. She's that good in it. They're both good in it. Is it a great movie? No, it's a good movie. It's solid. It holds up. There's great music, great performances. It's sad. It's happy. It's loving. It was a perfect Christmas Day movie to see.
I'm excited to go see that one. First of all, I'm a huge Neil Diamond fan, so I think that in itself is going to make me love this movie.
You don't have to be a Neil Diamond fan, by the way, to enjoy this. What this movie is all about. The music is good. If you're a Neil Diamond fan, it's a bonus, but you don't have to be. It's not a prerequisite.
Yeah.
This is about a cover band that it's a love story between
tribute.
I'm sorry, tribute. Shame on you, lead singer of Earth. Did you go to college for 7 years? To be called a cover band. No. And you're not a doctor either. Most people that go to college for 7 years are doctors. Yes. Yeah, so I recommend, if you're looking forward to that and seeing a nice movie, a nice date night movie, by the way, don't look into the movie at all. Don't do any background on the couple, because they are a real life couple. They do exist.
Just go
see
it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Right. Just go see it. And then you can do the stuff afterwards.
Had I done some background on this real life couple about this this band that they started, it would have ruined the movie for me.
Okay.
So,
that's good to know.
Yeah. Did you spend your holiday time watching a movie in the theater? Love to hear about your experience. Many of you, like the whole world, saw Avatar.
Yeah. What did you see? We want to hear about it.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
The holidays, many of us took advantage of having time off to go see a new movie.
Yeah, I got the chance to go see Song Sung Blue, the Kate Hudson, Hugh Jackman movie. And I guess this kind of counts. I saw the series finale of Stranger Things in the theater.
Shannon, in Oceanside, what movie did you go see?
I went and saw the mystery movie at the Regal. Just a random movie on a Monday night at 7 p.m. and you don't know what you're going to see.
Okay. And what did you end up getting to see?
Let's just say I'm terrified for my career, my childhood stuffed toy, and I was terrified by the time we walked out. I saw Primate.
Oh, I've seen the previews for Primate. I want to see that, but nobody wants to see it with me.
It's the one about the chimp that goes crazy, right?
Yes.
It reminded me so much of that docuseries, Chimp Crazy, about all these women that have the chimps.
Yeah.
Well, this is a woman that has a chimp, and he goes nutso and starts like eating and killing everybody.
Oh,
I guess.
My God.
I really want to see it.
Your childhood toy, is it one of those monkeys with the symbols that comes to life?
No, I have like a foot monkey, like a big chimpanzee that my parents gave me when my sister was born because I wanted a brother. And they gave it to me, and it's my sister's twin.
So very scary.
Yes.
Certainly not a fun holiday movie.
No. No.
Definitely not. Everybody was laughing as I was walking out of the theater going, bad, bad, bad movie.
Kathy and RB, what holiday movie did you check out?
Anaconda.
Okay. Now, I'm a little confused by this one, by the way, because I know it's a remake and it looks like it's humorous. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. It's very funny. It was just a good time at the theater. I just can't say enough about it. It was really fun.
The original Anaconda was a drama, Tammy,
well,
serious drama.
I don't remember really, I guess, the original one.
It was hardly a serious drama, quote unquote. Ice Cube, J-Lo, and John Voight getting eaten by a giant man-eating snake.
But it was supposed to be
funny to me.
It was supposed to be a serious movie, though, correct? I mean, the original?
Tongue in cheek.
Okay. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was one of those goofy creature horror. Anyway.
It had us laughing the whole time.
Well, that's important when it's a comedy, you know?
Yeah, it's actually even worse if you're laughing and it's not supposed to be a comedy. Now I think about the original Anaconda, I think that's what it was. It was supposed to be serious and scary, but I just laughed the entire time.
Yeah, okay.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hi, this is Miguel Sanchez. I'm from Ramona, California, and you're listening to the best at KSON.
Oh, you're so cute. Wow. We did not ask Miguel to say anything about listening to John and Tammy San Diego's morning show. He came up on his own, I promise. But Miguel, you listen at your shop. Do you want to give a shout out to your business?
To all the boys at A.O. Reed, we still listen to you guys, and much love.
Oh, I love that. Right. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to us at work, man. Appreciate that.
Of course, right. Of course. Go Ramona.
This was a wonderful way to spend the last day of our holiday break, hanging out at the San Diego International Auto Show. I haven't been to auto shows all over the world, but I have to imagine the San Diego Auto Show is one of the best in the world.
Well, I'm just going to say it is. How about that?
Because we live here.
That's right.
we have no proof. We're just going to go ahead and say it.
We met so many great people. One young man who was so determined to get a signature from us that he found a pamphlet from SDG&E that we could write on with a pen so that we could sign something for him.
Yeah, autographs really aren't a thing anymore as far as, hey, can you sign this or sign this? And let's be honest, we're radio people, so we don't really carry Sharpies with us. Would that be dorky if we did? Oh, let me get my Sharpie right here with me. Because
I usually have one in my work bag, but I didn't bring my work bag, so I didn't have that. But
every once in a great while, we'll get asked to sign something, and this wonderful young man was so determined. And then, as Tammy mentioned, brought that brochure. So yeah, somewhere on page 4 of an SDG&E brochure, there's our name scribbled there.
It was great. But by far, one of the best moments at the San Diego International Auto Show with Toyota last Saturday was Nicholas. Nicholas, this great young, I would say he was probably, 22 maybe, tops?
A younger kid, but old enough to know better.
Yes. Came walking up to us, shook our hands,
said hi,
and started walking away. And then he turned to us and he said, and I actually wrote this down because it made me laugh so hard, "I don't know who you guys are, but I thought you might be somebody important. So hi."
It was great that he did that, but because had he not done that, Tam and I would have thought it was a listener we met plenty of times. He was so nice.
So nice.
And pleasant and shaking your hands. Oh, it's so great to see you guys. And the, when he stopped and said that, it's what made him so instantly likable.
Yes.
Because it was honest.
Yes.
And funny and not at all snarky sounding or who are these guys. He was genuine. Everything Tammy just said, it was really nice. And it was wonderful because, I don't know, you're off for we had a nice long break, and sometimes you forget about what you do for a living. Mm-hmm. And you know, you forget to put pants on a weekday on a break.
Yeah.
Not me, of course. Tammy. And so to put pants on and act like an adult for a change and, mm-hmm. and go to the car show and just hang out with you was a treat for us. So thank you, Toyota, and thank you to not only Nicholas, the guy who had no clue who we were, but were still very nice to us, and Miguel, and to all y'all who stopped out and said hello. Thank you for just another reason why we love our job, to say hi to you in person. So thank you for that. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Lakeside again. Say good morning to Noelle. Hi, Noelle.
Good morning.
Noelle, please do me a favor. Kick Tammy out of our studio.
Tammy, step out for a moment, please.
You bet.
Noelle, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You will win $100. Also need to let you know that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
Happy birthday to Carrie Ann Inaba, who is a judge on what reality dancing competition show?
Dancing with the Stars.
Is Tom Brady dating 25-year-old influencer Alex Earl? That's what rumors are saying after some photos surfaced of the two of them at a New Year's Eve yacht party. Tom's ex, Giselle Bundchen, has had a baby and married her martial arts instructor boyfriend. What martial arts did he teach?
Jiu-jitsu.
A list of movies that turned 50 this year includes Rocky. What city was Rocky set in? As a matter of fact, where most of the Rocky movies were set?
Is it Chicago?
This week is Cameron Diaz and rock star Benji Madden's anniversary. Cameron got her big breakout role in Hollywood in 1994 when she starred opposite of Jim Carrey in what movie?
I have no idea.
And finally, the series finale of Stranger Things happened over the holiday break. It broke all kinds of streaming records. Way back in season 1 of Stranger Things, how does Will communicate with his mom while trapped in the Upside Down?
I did not see the show. I don't know.
You wouldn't know. Let's get Tam back in. Noelle, it's never too late. I'd recommend it. It's a great show. Great show.
I heard.
Noelle, today Tammy did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Carrie Ann Inaba, who is a judge on what reality dancing competition show?
Dancing with the Stars.
That is right. Noelle knew that. 1-1. Ooh. Is Tom Brady dating 25-year-old influencer Alex Earl? That's what rumors are saying after some photos surfaced of the two of them at a New Year's Eve yacht party. Tom's ex, Giselle, has had a baby and married her martial arts instructor boyfriend. What specific martial arts did he teach?
Jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu is right. Noelle knew that, too. It's 2-2. A list of movies that turned 50 this year includes Rocky. What city was Rocky from and where most of his movies are set?
Is it Philadelphia?
Philadelphia is right. Man, I irritated my girlfriend again over the holiday break. I think it was AMC was showing over New Year's the Rocky Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And they had the nerve. I know you're going to be enraged by this, Tammy. They put it out of order. It was Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, then Rocky Balboa, then Rocky 5. What were they thinking?
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, that look you're giving me right now is the exact look Sam gave me, that kind of glazed eye look, you know, not listening, wishing I would go away, go anywhere look. It looks so familiar. It's 3-2, Tammy. This week is Cameron Diaz and rock star Benji Madden's anniversary. Cameron got her big breakout role in Hollywood in 1994 when she starred opposite of Jim Carrey in what movie?
The Mask.
The Mask. Noelle did not know that. 4-2, Tammy. And finally, the series finale of Stranger Things happened over the holiday break. It broke all kinds of streaming records. Way back in season 1 of Stranger Things, how does Will communicate with his mom while trapped in the Upside Down?
I've never seen an episode, so I'm going to guess by telephone.
That'd be kind of boring.
Like a telephone with a cord, you
Hi,
know?
Mom. It's me, Will. What are you doing calling me on a phone, Will? No, it was a little more spooky than that. It was Christmas lights.
Okay.
A phone.
You pull out one of those phones on the wall with the big long cord that we all had when we were teenagers. Right. That would be, people would be like, what is that thing?
Well, it was set in the 80s.
Yes.
So Well, today Tammy wins by a score of 4-2, which means, Noelle, unfortunately, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we do have a great prize for you.
A pair of tickets to go see Lady A March 19th at VA House Casino.
Very cool. So excited. I've always wanted to see them.
All right, Noelle. Well, you're going.
Thank you.
Enjoy the show. Have a wonderful day. Unfortunately, before I leave, I have to have you say this.
I'm Noelle in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Jump the charts again. It's Everything Is Awesome.
Oh my gosh, I love this song.
Everything is awesome. Everything is cool with the team. Everything is awesome.
Over the holiday break, I took a trip to Legoland, California. Took my youngest son, who was in for a visit, and my two grandsons to Legoland.
And your two grandkids, who are how old now?
12 and 7.
I mean, perfect age mm-hmm. for Legoland.
Yeah, Liam, my older grandson, had been there 2 years ago, but Rory had never gone.
Right on.
And so it was an exciting experience for him, especially because he got to find John and Tammy.
So we've got a little mini John, a little mini Tammy. We are located next to the ticket office. We still are there, right? Next to the
yes.
racetrack during the San Diego County Fair season in
correct.
Mini San Diego Land. Mm-hmm. At Legoland.
So we had a really good time going through everything. And then my goal was to go to the Lego store and everybody pick out one set of whatever it was that they wanted under a certain price.
Mm.
We're not spending $300, right. honey, so that we could all work on them together then at home. And we all had a project.
Did you have one too?
Mm-hmm. What we did was Rory picked one that was a dragon that could go in three different types of dragons. You could tear it down and build it in a different one. Liam picked the flowers one, which was more of an adult one, but he wanted to build this for his mom. So there are these long stem flowers that you could then put in a vase at home. We picked
out
Lego
vase.
No, this one doesn't have a vase. This one is just the long stem flowers, which it was like a whole bouquet of them. So you could do whatever you wanted with them. And we picked out the orchid, which is in a pot for my husband, Kurt, because he's a big orchid guy. And I was trying trying really hard to find something for me. And Grayson was like, I don't know, the one I want is way too expensive. But then he taps me on the shoulder and he's holding the box that is the WALL-E Lego set. So we decided we would get that. Grayson would build WALL-E and I would build Eva. It's one of my favorite movies.
You know, I've still never seen it.
Really?
I know. There's a lot of movies I haven't seen.
I know. It's just when a machine can make your heart swell, that's the best. And when Eva first says WALL-E's name and his little eyes go, oh, it's fantastic.
He's a toaster, right?
No, he's a little trash compactor.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just asking. You don't get irritated with me. I don't know.
I'm not irritated, but no, he's not a toaster. He's a trash compactor. Okay. Anyway.
Aren't they aliens?
Okay. You just need to watch the movie.
Okay. No,
WALL-E is not an alien, right. And neither is Eva. They're both machines. Anyway, so we put on the movie WALL-E while we all built our Legos.
Very nice.
And then what we decided to do is Grayson would take WALL-E back home with him, and I would keep Eva, but he needed to keep the little boot with the plant. If you know the movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, that's how they end up connecting, because Eva's directive is to get that plant. And so that way, Grayson and I will always have to stay connected, because he's got WALL-E, I have Eva, and he's got the little plant. So in the boot, we had such a great time. It was so much fun. I haven't sat down and built a Lego anything in years. So it was really fun. Now, the hard part was Liam did not want to take apart all his flowers to go back home.
Well, sure. He spent a whole afternoon doing it.
Yeah. Well, we spent a whole afternoon packing them up individually and wrapping them and then ending up putting in a box so that he didn't have to rebuild it when he got back home.
I don't blame him. Did it survive the flight?
Yes, it did.
All right.
Nice job. Nice job, Papa, packing.
How long did it take you guys?
We spent...
I don't have the patience.
Hours.
Oh,
hours.
So,
yeah. Yeah. Longer than the movie.
My girlfriend Sam's into Legos, too, and I got her one of those vases and flowers, too, and she sat down one day. It was a football day, so we both had our thing going on. She finished that thing in less than 3 hours, and
wow.
I would think that thing would take me at least a week with the instructions.
Yeah.
It's a special type of mind
no kidding.
And patience to be a Lego master like that. That's cool. Good for you. Good for you, Tama. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Tammy just showed me the most amazing video of her dog, Sophia, unwrapping a Christmas present, mm-hmm. and I'm not being facetious, I'm not being even exaggerating when I say that. The dog is gingerly, very carefully unwrapping
yes.
a present. Now, this isn't a dog genius, I don't think, at least. She's not sitting down and using her paws to do it. She's using her paws and her teeth like a dog mm-hmm. would, but I've still never seen a dog so particular like human beings.
Mm-hmm.
There's two kind of unwrappers. The ones that just rip things apart
sure.
because it's paper, or the ones that very carefully unwrap so you can use the paper again. People that annoy you, in other words. Sophia kind of seems like she's one of those people.
She did. And, you know, I'll post this on our social so you can watch it. But she was very, very careful to get her toy out of it.
Is that a Sophie present?
She's taking the paper itself off, being very careful with her toy that's inside of it. It was a toy. It was not a treat. She might not have been so good if it was a treat, I don't think. But yeah, she was
blown away by that. Roger you know what? It's like, why even bother rapping? I don't think Roger's as smart as Sophia is. I'm starting to figure that out.
I don't think it's necessarily about smart, honey.
He chased his shadow for like 3 hours yesterday. I'm not joking. And he certainly didn't sit down and very patiently unwrap his presents.
Yes, yeah.
Good for you. Raise a smart dog. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats, but also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign-up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.